Legion.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, if you want the fruit to fall, then you're going to have to shake the tree. Abe Lincoln said that if I was going to spend an hour to cut down a tree, I'm going to spend the first 6 hours sharpening the blade. Let her go, bro. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, as you know, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice, the pro-murderers, they call themselves the pro-choicers, wish to silence. We're the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans, and welcome to the Sons of Liberty, because we are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go over to Facebook, you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Always posting, updating, posting pictures, articles, and the such. Got a brand new one coming out again, WorldNet Daily tonight. Thursday night, 7 o'clock, that will be Central Time. I don't know what it is, Eastern Time, or, well, Mountain Time, West Coast, East Coast, whatever the case might be. You're going to have to do your homework. But it should be out there tonight on WorldNet Daily, brand new article, being protested right now by Change.org. If anybody knows who the criminal, international criminal George Soros is, well, he's the one that's funding these organizations that are attacking Christian constitutional organizations along with the IRS. So in saying that, friends, you might want to check us out online. That's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also be a part of my friendship page, which is Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, and or go to Bradley Dean double E. It's a fan page. You can like that as well. Always posting, always keeping those things up to date as well. Very busy keeping, well, you know, giving a lot of information out there that's encouraging, overcoming, exhorting. So when we tell you the bad news, we're always there to give you the good news as well, friends, because we still have the freedom to do the right thing. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And phone lines are accessible today. Thursday, we are live. Muggy, rainy here in the state of Minnesota. And in saying that, I just thought I'd give you a weather update, guys.
They all wanted to know what the weather was like in Minnesota.
Yeah, precipitation today is such and such. But you know, phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, my little princess?
Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Speaking of when you were just talking about the weather in Minnesota, one time we were interviewed by a local media outlet source, and it happened to be the weatherman. And I, in so many words, said, so do you ever feel stupid when, you know, you call the weather and it turns out to be completely different?
Like 85% of the time.
I know. Yeah. It always happens. You know, our son today said, he looked out the window, he said, Mom, what's the weather supposed to be? Is it a cloud and thunderbolt today? It's like, pickle, it's raining outside.
Yes, it was.
Just take a look. That's what the weather's like. But anyway.
Jesus used that analogy. You can tell and discern the sky and the weather and so on and so forth, but you can't discern the times.
Yeah, that's right.
Just thought I'd make that correlation.
Well, there is a lot going on here. Speaking of some of your articles, I have a comment here from your gun control article.
Yeah.
Eyes Wide Open from Right Side News.
Yep.
Truthful Light said, touche, everyone should read this article. So if you want to find out more about what's behind the whole gun control agenda, please go to Right Side News. The article's on there. We had some nice responses actually from a guy who said, man, you guys are awesome. All caps. Awesome. Yeah, because he is from down south.
You guys are awesome.
Because he said y'all.
Hey, we all think you're awesome down there, down south, too.
That's right. That's right. I hope you and your ministry realize how big of a positive impact on my life, as well as my fiance, Bethany. I can honestly say that when I first started listening, something in me didn't like hearing you speak, Bradley, yet I kept listening.
Really?
Yeah, but listen to what he said. He says, your words really touch my spirit, convicting me of my sin. And then he said, y'all rock.
Yeah.
I was so pumped thinking it was Thursday, Constitution Course Day. I'm loving learning the knowledge that could save this country if it's God's will. I'll keep you guys in my prayers. God bless. So that's just a point
cool.
to say.
So let's get back to the fact that he didn't like listening to me.
At first.
Okay, no. I get it. I'm totally aboard because I get it too. I remember when I first got saved, I was going back and forth, and I was coming out of a prosperity church the first year and a half of my Well, how do I say it? I don't want to say conversion because I wasn't converted by the church or people. I was converted by the Holy Ghost. I was converted with the knowledge of the law, Psalm 19:7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Galatians 3:24, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by the law. And I'm not talking about ceremonial law. I'm talking about moral law, Exodus 20. And so in making the distinction there, I remember I was going back and forth, and I kept hearing the people in the church talk about how much they loved me, but yet when I needed someone to help me move, I couldn't find anybody to help me move. And so what I did is I went back to the Lord in prayer and said, Lord, well, I thought you loved me, and why am I going through all these hardships and these trials and these tribulations and the such? And it dawned on me as I was reading the book of Jeremiah, wait a second, that was God pleading with his people to repent for their sins before him, not us pleading with God to repent before us. And yet we see in the book of Job that we're told not to point our finger at God and condemn him when he's the fact that sent his son to die for our sins. And that brought everything into perspective because it related to me that I was the one that was committing the acts of sins that put his son on the cross, not, you know, the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
And it put everything into perspective to me. And it's like, wait a second. Why would I be angry with a God that is showing mercy continuously, his goodness continuously, his righteousness continuously to a nation that doesn't deserve it? That is his mercy. And when I began to take a look at that, and then I thought to myself, well, how would I treat a natural dad from World War II or Korea or Vietnam or Afghanistan or Iraq? If his son died in foreign wars for us, how would I treat that father? I would show gratitude towards that father that sent his son in the natural. How much more should I show in the things of the spirit? So what I've noticed that when I begin to understand who Jesus Christ is, I said, not just was, friends, is, he's alive forevermore. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am the Lord thy God, I change not. Malachi 3:16. That I started to realize, wait a second, Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. And then I noticed in Hebrews 12 that he chastises those that he loves, that they might be profiteers or partakers of his holiness. So wait a second, so we're to behold the Lord's chastisements, and if we do that, Proverbs 1, he's going to pour his spirit out upon us. And then when you look in the New Testament, it says in there as well, it talks about in the book of Timothy that all scripture is given by inspiration of God for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Then I began to attune my ear to the Father's heart. And I understand the Father's law, and I understand the Father's love through his law because he gave his son to fulfill that law.
Amen.
And you get my mode here,
yep.
Princess?
I'm in it.
Okay. Folks, we're going to come right back. We're going to talk a little bit about what we talked about yesterday. Aaron Alexis, yesterday we talked about the school shootings, the violent video games, and let's talk about gun control today because I think it's important for you to understand, folks. It's always an agenda if you go for your gun. You know, as if to say it's abstract or something, right? Yeah. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how hostile President Obama is to people of biblical faith and the Bible? On November of 2010, Obama misquotes the national motto, saying it is, E pluribus unum, rather than, In God we trust, an established law of the federal government. We'd like to help you understand this in the light of Bible prophecy and where it's taken us. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736 for a 1-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to receive your 1-year free subscription.
I get a kick out of it every time I hear that guy. It sounds like he just drank like a gallon of Coca-Cola and he's burping.
Yeah.
Folks, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. My little princess still has some things to share.
See, I like that princess line.
I know you do. I figured you did.
You know what? Technically, my name does mean crowned one.
No, I understand that. I'm not mocking, honey.
Right.
I wouldn't do
Would
that.
Would you call me that at home, too, please?
I'll do my best.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, just a few more things here. Minnesota State Fair, you brought this up yesterday, Bradley, about how the George Soros outlet, I think it's change.org, yeah, is doing some sort of a protest. So we could
International criminal George Soros funded group, change.org. This is what it says. It's actually up on Christian Press right now. It's going to be national news tonight.
Yep.
Minneapolis, Minnesota, throwing logic aside, a radical left-wing communist organization petition on the website change.org has taken aim at popular preacher and radio personality Bradley Dean and his ministry participation at the Minnesota State Fair. I like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
That was really cool that they would say something like that. But I think it's important for people to understand that when you go to their website, they protested me 9 times now. And now what they're doing is they're upping the ante and they're saying that my violent hate group. And I'm trying to figure out, I got a big question mark there. Like, where are you getting your information from? Wait a second, Rachel Maddow.
That's right.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And like we said yesterday, since when does hate ever tell the truth?
Amen.
Anita Jean, she saw right through this. One of her comments about this particular article that you mentioned, ChristianPress.com. George Soros and his cronies have a lot of nerve to point fingers. You are spreading God's word, and people like you get in the way of his plans to help destroy the USA and its morals and values. In effect, Bradley, you are doing great. Keep up the good work.
Cool.
And on a side note, I thought this was a little humorous. We've got Evelyn. She is a, you know, white-haired lady on her picture here on Facebook.
Oh.
She said the state fair itself should tell them to shove it. This is still America, I think. This is coming from an older lady, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Is that why you said white-haired? Because I'm trying to say, are you discriminating because she's got white hair?
No, absolutely not. But just, it's kind of interesting. It's
the older. Is that viewpoint discrimination?
Well, you know, if it was some young person saying something like that, it'd be kind of interesting. But it's the fact that you're getting an older-looking, you know, grandmotherly lady to say, you know, that's what they should do.
I think that's cool.
Of course, we keep our Christian witness. But, you know, it is true.
Thank you, Evelyn.
Yeah, thank you, Evelyn. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Your spunk. Now, speaking of North Carolina, for our Liberty Week, which we're excited about, we'll go over where we're going to be here in just a moment. But I'd like to bring up the fact that Modern Drummer's got this cool drum set that you could win. Now, this is a great opportunity for young people, also for parents who, you know, their kids are wanting to start drumming and using their abilities, use them for the Lord. Go to moderndrummer.com. There is a fabulous drum set there that you could win. Sign up. Take it over there. I think it'll be great.
Honey, when you say for the Lord, let's just make sure people understand there's no rust of religion on that.
Yeah.
In the Lord.
I mean, you know,
because people get too free with the word the Lord and bless me and the Lord told me and the Lord this and the Lord that. It's like it's cheesy. But, folks, let me tell you something. There's no cheese here, just meat.
No cheese here, just meat. That's
and
right.
Bread.
Yeah. And if you think about, you know, people.
John 5.
If you look at a lot of the, you know, secular singers out there, they have a talent. Who gave them that talent? God gave them that talent. A lot of these people end up in secular music. They started in gospel music or Christian.
Right.
Look at Whitney Houston. Look at these people. They start off on the right track, and then they cross over and don't take the cross over,
that's
like
right.
Crystal Lewis said.
Right. Then they shame the name
that's
of the Lord, and he's crucified
and
openly twice. Yes.
That's right. So,
Hebrews 6.
Yes, so we don't want to do that. Yes, no cheese here.
Okay.
All right, for Liberty Week, North Carolina, we keep bringing this up. Got to make sure, you know, men need to be told things twice.
Yeah, men.
And women do, too, sometimes.
Well, I only see in Scripture, we said Abraham, Abraham, Isaac, Isaac, Jacob, Jacob, Moses, Moses.
Yeah.
But for Bradley, it's sometimes it's Bradley, 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 Bradley. Yes, Lord, I heard you.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Well, we're going to be at the Gastonia Tea Party there in North Carolina coming up on the 26th. She just emailed me today. She said they're very excited, and we're
cool.
Excited too, so it'll be great.
Yeah.
You're going to be speaking at the Truth for a New Generation conference going on, where you're going to be doing your drum clinic.
Yep.
And also speaking on two different panels. That's on the 28th. You're going to be speaking at Rockingham at a few Outreach for Jesus
name.
Church. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. And some other places. You're actually going to be ending it. You meet the Richmond Community College out there. And you're also going to be ending it doing a big football stadium at the Richmond Senior High School coming up on the 3rd of October. So there's a lot of good dates and things to check out during Liberty Week. If you go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, you'll be able to see some more of these things. We had a great looking poster out there. Nice design. Your opportunity to see the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean in person. And we're going to be doing a lot of the little group things too as well. Something for the girls. And I know we've got Ernie, Pastor Ernie out there is going to be speaking as well.
Ernie Walters, yes.
Check out Liberty Week. You don't want to miss it. If you're out in the North Carolina area, we want to see you there.
Cool. Are you done?
I am done. Thank you.
I wish I could play some music for your departure.
Dun, 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 dun. I'm done.
All right. That was...
That was a little cheesy.
It was over the top.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, no cheese here, honey. Just meat and bread.
You bring the meat, I'll bring the cheese.
I just want to tell those that oppose the church, the seed of the righteous is forever. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And I also want to let those that are continuously warring against God, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back. And let me remind you, my little communist friends in the United States of America that fail to convert, to repent before a just and a holy God, when you continuously bring forth that hammer down on the anvil, which is the church, your persecutions and the such, I want you to remember that the anvil needs not to be replaced or changed. It's always the hammer. And William Cullen Bryant rightly said that, listen carefully, truth crushed to the earth will rise again. It always will, and it always does. And here we are today. Cool? I like it. Folks, again, phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977, or check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, yesterday we were talking about the Navy Yard shooter in D.C., Aaron Alexis, and we had talked about, and I knew right after the shooting took place that there was mental illness involved, and I knew right when I seen that word he was going to be found to be on antidepressants. And we exposed ADHD yesterday. Dr. Edward C. Hamlin said, ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. We also found the side effects, confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, and homicidal ideation are actually black box warnings for antidepressants. And if you'd like to do some homework on that, you can go to Ann Blake Tracy, Ann Blake Tracy online. She is second to none. She is the expert in that area to share with the people that may be on these dangerous psychotropic drugs, these antidepressants, how to slowly wean yourself off of them. She is the professional. She is, again, second to none. So check her out, Ann Blake Tracy. Friends, we also talked about how Aaron Alexis, the Navy Yard shooter in D.C., loved violent video games, and we went through some of the games that they actually promote today. JFK Reloaded, Columbine Massacre, Doom 2, Grand Theft Auto, Manhunt. They even have a game called Pedo Priest. And again, friends, just keep in mind, you can win $10,000 to shoot off John F. Kennedy's head. These are the games that these kids are playing. And again, Aaron Alexis, Navy Yard shooter in D.C., was involved. He was absorbed. He was infatuated with these violent video games, as was he on antidepressants, we're told. And we also went through yesterday the school shooters, all these high-profile school shootings, and we went over to James Holmes and Adam Lanza, the most recent high-profile shooters. They were all on antidepressants, friends. And isn't it interesting that what happens after these crimes are committed, for example, again, Aaron Alexis, the first thing they want to do is these politicians, instead of stopping the education of crime through Hollywood and television, because the church has stood down in 1968, no longer do they vet the stuff that comes out in the populace, the entertainment industry that comes out into the populace used to be vetted by the church, is my point. It's the first thing they do is they teach the young people how to commit the crime, and then the politicians are right there to try to take away from the guns, take the guns away from those that they actually taught how to commit these crimes. So, folks, what I want to do is I want to take you down a little. I want to go back and I want to do a little history. I want you to understand your history. And the reason history repeats itself is because you don't take time to go back and study history. For example, Mao Zedong in November 6, 1938, said, "All political power comes from the barrel of a gun." He said, "The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party." For those that didn't know, postscript, just so you know, young talk, youth talk, just saying, there have been found 90 representatives in the United States federal government that have been found out to be communists, just so you know. And they need to be removed lawfully yesterday. But speaking of guns here, yesterday I shared how they want to blame the gun. As a matter of fact, I shared yesterday how Rosie O'Donnell, what she did right after Columbine, the shooting in April 20th, Hitler's birthday, back in 1999, the first thing she did after that school shooting, she said if anybody owns a gun, then she said they belong in prison. Well, it's interesting, Rosie O'Donnell was busted shortly thereafter, and she was found out that her bodyguard just went out to get a permit to buy a gun so they can protect her and herself. Isn't that interesting how that works? Do as I say, but don't do as I do. What's also interesting about that is someone put on the back of their van, on their van cover, it said blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. Now, I didn't say that. Someone posted that. They actually printed that on the back of their tire cover on their van. Blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. And but by the way, friends, let's get to the root of the matter. It's true, isn't it? Let's get rid of spoons. Let's do a spoon ban. Rosie, no more spoons. I mean, you want to talk about war, that's the way to incite war. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877. Don't be sheepish, friends. 807-9977. 877-807-9977. Folks, we were talking about Aaron Alexis and the Navy Yard shooter in D.C. Now, we loved violent video games, and they found out he was mentally ill, of course. They have something called Teen Screen, friends. We talked about this yesterday. Download the show, sonsoflibertyradio.com, if you'd like. And then we started talking about the shooters, the high-profile shooters across the country, namely in schools. We found out that they were on antidepressants. We found out yesterday that 24% of the sales dollars on promotion through pharmaceutical companies versus, in other words, promotion for the pharmaceutical industry spent 24.4% of the sales dollars on their promotion versus 13.4% on research and development. So, in other words, it's more about the promotion of their drugs, friends, than it is for the safety of the supposed, mentally ill. But they have something called Teen Screen, friends, where they're setting up students for the fall. We talked about that yesterday as well. And what I'd like to talk about today is how they just zero right in on the gun. And right before the break, I was actually, as if to blame the gun for the crime, right? Not the person that pulled the trigger. Like, if you go into a prison today, friends, you just see a bunch of guns sitting in prisons. They're just laying on the beds, right? No, the person that pulled the trigger is the one that took responsibility, made a choice. He made a choice to commit the crime, so now he has to be responsible for the consequences of his crimes committed against the laws of our republic, right? That's how it works. Of course. Of course. You guys thought I was going to start singing, a horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, unless the horse, of course, is the famous Mr. Ed. You thought I was going to sing that. Well, for those that did think I was going to sing that, you're right. You're right, Amanda. You're right on the money. Yes! Okay. All right. Feeling a little bit better here. Folks, all political powers, let's go over to the gun agenda, okay? And do your best to just overlook Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, a well-regulated militia. That's you, 17 to 44 years old, all citizens of the United States of America that are male, 17 to 44, look it up, federal code, friends, a well-regulated militia. Militia is not a bad word. Militia, in fact, is there to protect ourselves from external invaders, friends, being necessary to or internal. Being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Isn't it interesting, right after the shooting in D.C., first thing they did was attack the AR-15. Friends, if you've ever shot an AR-15, I mean, we can all come together on this, right? This is why. I pulled the trigger on an AR-15 once. It was like, oh my goodness, I can see why the enemies of America don't want us to have these things, because you can defend yourself. I mean, you want to talk about sending God, sending someone or a criminal to God just like instantaneously? Wow. Wow. I'd be afraid of someone that owned an AR-15 too. And that's a good place to be if you're dealing with criminals in government, right? Yeah, right. Ah, well, we found out it wasn't an AR-15. Of course not. They polarize what they want to attack. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun, said Mao Zedong, the communist murderer, in November 6, 1938. He said the Communist Party commands all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. In other words, let's make sure we're the only ones that have the guns. And how ironic that those who are calling for gun control are those who want the gun so they can have the control. It is about control, friends. Gun control. It is of interest to the American people to take note of those that entrust, of who you entrust to serve you, friends. We are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Yet time and time again in this country, we have representatives in government who put on the guise of patriot to uphold dying laws is its definition, Webster's 1828. But what they do is they turn out to be the criminal in garb. How did that work out for those two Democratic senators in Colorado? It didn't. They're on permanent vacation. Yes! Because the people in Colorado stood up and they fought for their rights. And guess what, friends? They won. We learned not too long ago, folks, about the anti-gun mayors. We found that the anti-gun mayors, folks, when you pull the curtain back on them, you'll find that they themselves are criminals, guilty as charged within their own ranks of such crimes as tax evasion, extortion, accepting bribes, child pornography, trademark counterfeiting, perjury, and one demigod mayor was even convicted of assaulting a police officer. See, he thought he had congressional immunity, right? Like he has a right to break the law or something. Folks, the crimes these anti-gun mayors are convicted of suggest that they are public enemies rather than the public servants. Of course they are. No wonder they want to take away guns from law-abiding citizens. Folks, they're not even abiding by the laws while you are armed. How would they act if you weren't armed? Food for thought. These politicians know full well that where the citizenry operates in the rights given to them without government interference, namely the right to bear arms, crime diminishes. They know this is a fact. As a matter of fact, in Kennesaw, Georgia, the city came up with an ordinance. They didn't make it law, but they came up with an ordinance and said, listen, we would very much desire that all citizens in Kennesaw, Georgia, own a gun to defend themselves. A major outlet went to a prison outside of Kennesaw, Georgia, and asked about Kennesaw, Georgia. You know what these four criminals said? They said that we knew that Kennesaw, Georgia was an armed people, therefore we didn't go into that town. So the criminals stayed away because they knew that in Kennesaw, Georgia, that they were an armed people. Of course. Hey, folks, these people, these anti-gunners with mud on their face, they know when they interfere with the right to bear arms, crime skyrockets. Of course. What we see is that some of today's politicians are magnifying the crimes that they're placed in office to prevent. Just think about that. Politicians today are magnifying, so are conservatives, by the way, and so is the professed church, by the way, magnifying the crimes that they are placed in office or in position to prevent. As you know, I've done over 342 high schools in 22 different states throughout the United States of America. And one of the things that we've seen across the country is a program called DARE. Folks, if you've never been to DARE's website, it is absolutely incredible. You go to their website, it's teaching little fifth graders and fourth graders and third graders how to commit the crimes. I didn't know it was the police officer's job to magnify the crime. I thought it was his job to prevent the crime by magnifying judgments and the laws of our republic against those crimes, to deter crime. You go to their programs, friends, they're actually showing kids paraphernalia. They're telling you the names of the drugs, where to get them, how to use them, where they're derived from. Yes, this is for real, friends. But this is exactly what politicians are doing in this country, speaking of guns. They're magnifying the crimes that they're placed in office to prevent. Hey, folks, for all these anti-gunners, why is it that they sit there and magnify the crimes, and then they ask you, the peasants, to give up your guns, but they themselves are armed? It shows you that they are criminal in effect, friends. They are guilty as charged. Why are they so apt to make sure that you are disarmed, but they are so apt to make sure that they are armed? Who's the enemy? Folks, they allow crime to be promoted through entertainment, and when the crime is committed, they are the ones hoping to grab the guns away. And this is exactly how they operate. They demonize the gun, not the criminal. No, you're in a system today, friends, where more mercy is shown to the criminals than the victims. That shows you how far backwards the mentality in America is and has become. Folks, since criminal politicians refuse to look at history, which can be at the present our greatest teacher, of course, it is very clear that gun banners know exactly what they are attempting to do. Of course they do. Put the Second Amendment in the crosshairs. Looking back, who has committed murder in the largest degree? Dictators like Adolf Hitler? Yep. Mao Zedong? Communist dictator? Yep. Joseph Stalin? Communist dictator? Yep. Pol Pot? Communist. Idi Amin? Communist. Just devils, friends. And time again, it has been a corrupt government that is responsible for the mass murder of its own people under the deceptive guise of gun control, all of which the said dictators implemented. But friends, keep in mind these people promised their citizens protection and freedom upon the forfeiture of their guns. Don't ever forget it. How many times does history need to repeat itself, friends, before people, namely in this country, with the plethora, with the wealth of information that we have? How can we fall to this, friends? How can we fall? Every one of these anti-gunners should be thrown in jail, friends. Read Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. Just like Abraham Lincoln said, listen, we're not to overthrow the Constitution. We're to overthrow those in government that overthrow the Constitution. And they don't have a right again, friends, to break the law. I can say this a million times, but I'm going to keep saying it until you get it into your person, your heart, your head. So let's parallel history with the present ideology and methodology, those that the past blueprinted to implement gun control. For example, mass murder Adolf Hitler at a dinner talk on April 11th, 1942. Hey, one more point. Obama's not hiding anything, friends. He's not hiding anything. And let me just go back to what Abe Lincoln said again. We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts. Not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts. Not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. Folks, we're going to come back and we're going to parallel history. Start talking about some dictators here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Friends, right before the break, I said we the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. Abraham Lincoln. He should have probably practiced what he preached too, yeah? What do you think? That'll start a whole nother show. Paralleling history. Mass murderer Adolf Hitler at a dinner talk on April 11, 1942 said the most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow subject races to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. Indeed, I would go so far as to say that the supply of arms to the underdogs is a sine qua non, Latin, for the overthrow of a sovereignty. So let's not have a native militia or a native police. German troops alone will bear the sole responsibility for the maintenance of law and order. Can you say Department of Homeland Security, friends? Throughout the occupied Russian territories, and a system of military strong points must be evolved to cover the entire occupied country. Germany established gun control in 1938 and from 1939 to 1944, 13 million Jews and other dissidents, including 6 million political, dissidents, who were unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Joseph Stalin, the sole leader of the Soviet Union from 1924 to 1953, said, if the opposition, listen to what he said, if the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves. Matter of fact, Stalin said that he couldn't have killed millions of his own people had they not given up their own arms to protect themselves. He killed 20 million dissidents from 1929 to 1953. Mao Zedong, communist dictator of China, said, war can only be abolished through war. Listen to these sick-minded people. And in order to get rid of the gun, it is necessary to take up the gun. That's exactly what they're doing behind closed doors, friends. And again, I said this administration, they're not hiding anything. They're doing this in the light of day. China established gun control in 1935. From 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents unable to defend themselves. Dissidents are those that didn't agree with the political ideology of the dictator. Unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Of course. What else is it about? I mean, after September 11th, don't you think it was a little weird when your government started talking about disarmament and you giving up rights? That tells you who did the crime, who committed the crime, friends. Think. Study history. Hitler attacked his own Reichstag. 80 million Germans are still embarrassed for what they allowed back then. And by the way, when Hitler came in, he had the approval rating of less than 3%. They thought he was a joke. The joke was on 80 million Germans, friends. Idi Amin, president of Uganda, devil from top to bottom, friends, from 1971 to 1979, said, "I do not want to be controlled by any superpower. I myself consider myself the most powerful figure in the world," read Isaiah 14, "and that is why I do not let any superpower control me." He was possessed. For those that down south, I'm trying, let me say it like this. He was possessed. He was completely possessed. He was. Uganda established gun control in 1970. From 1971 to 1979, 300,000 Christians unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. There's only one reason your government is asking for you to give up your guns, through deceptive measures, through the state-run media that nobody believes. Talk to your neighbors, friends. It's about control. Pol Pot, who created in Cambodia one of the 20th century's most brutal and radical regimes, was responsible for killing 1 million of his own uneducated, but they actually quoted them as being educated yet unarmed citizens. How'd that work out for him? Didn't, did it? Nope. Hey, folks. Our forefathers did not arm the American people for the purpose of hunting, just saying, but rather to protect themselves from those who are being or doing the hunting. You may as well just put a t-shirt on that says, "I'm the hunted," when your government has their way concerning gun control, because that's really what it comes down to. Because now that you are disarmed and you disagree with your government, guess what? Here comes oppressive means. Oh, and this is no big secret with the Vladimir Lenins. He needed useful idiots. Hey, folks, they're okay with you calling them socialists and leftists. But what you need to understand behind the socialists and the leftists is who they really are. They are communists. And for those that think they're playing games, why don't you see what this administration is doing to other countries through educated people in America? That's how funny it is. The joke's on you, America. The Second Amendment is only to vouchsafe our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and to ensure all of our rights given unto us by our Creator. George Washington, the first president of the United States, said, "Firearms are second only to the Constitution in importance. They are the people's liberty's teeth." George Washington, your forefather, your first president of the United States of America, said, quote, "Firearms are second only to the Constitution in importance. They are the people's liberty's teeth." A well-regulated militia, I say it again, 17 to 44 years old, you are the militia, males. "Being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, shall not be violated." The American people are wide awake to this, and I praise God for it. But just make sure you're on God's side in the process, okay? The wisdom of the framers of the Constitution, once again, is found consistent with the lessons of the Bible they used as their bedrock for civil law. The people's individual protection should always be a primary concern of government, of the people, you and me, and the government that works for we, that represents we the people. Because government is an extension of who we are and what we allow them to be. So we can't complain about what we tolerate. In a righteous country, self-government reigns by the constraints of Christian morals. Of course, the civil government that desires such a monopoly of force, i.e., they are the only ones with guns, is a threat to the lives, liberty, and the property of its citizens, for that government ceases to be of and for the people. Let me go back to George Washington, our first president. He again said, from the hour the pilgrims landed to the present day, events, occurrences, and tendencies prove that to ensure peace, security, and happiness, the rifle and pistol are equally indispensable. The very atmosphere of firearms everywhere restrains evil interference. Just ask the criminals outside of Kennesaw, Georgia. They deserve a place of honor with all that is good, said George Washington. Hey, did you know that over in England, friends? If you want to think these people are not mentally ill that are in power in England, it's a European mindset, by the way. Did you know that a one lady, she was violated so many times, people broke into her house, and they robbed her house continuously? You know, because they made the people in England disarm themselves? Absolutely foolish. Takes 45 minutes for the cop to respond to a call, if they show up at all, I was told by some English people. But this particular lady, she was violated so many times that she put chicken wire up around her house. I kid you negative, this is true. You can check it out. The NRA posted this. She put chicken wire around her house to deter crime. The governments in England brought her to court. She stood in front of a judge. The judge said to her, remove the chicken wire lest you hurt one of the intruders. You should see the violence that is on the rise, where governments disarm their people, because criminals are always going to have guns, friends. Don't ever, hey friends, don't ever doubt what I'm telling you, friends. Just look at the stats, dude. Just do a little homework. When you have politicians standing up trying to, in an attempt to disarm the American people, rest assured, deal with that individual. By the way, pull the curtain back on that politician, and you will find crime behind him. Rest assured. Unless he's a baby. Unless he's being initiated into the world of politics, where he works for special interests rather than for we the people. As a statesperson. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I will talk to you in 23 hours. 1 John 3:18, love you by what I do. I will see you.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.